Welcome to HealthWise, 30 minutes to think about God and your health. Brought to you by your friends at 110 Pharmacy, 459 Walt Whitman Road in Melville, New York. I praise you, O Lord, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made, says the writer of Psalm 139. And because we are made in God's wonderful image, how thoughtful we should be with our bodies as well as our souls. For the next 30 minutes, listen, learn, and call for advice so that you too can become HealthWise. I'm Bill Shishko, and I'm your host for another edition of HealthWise. Well, you're familiar with M&Ms in the candy section of any store, but are you familiar with the M&M and M's of any health food store? Those M&M and M's are Maca, Maja, and Moringa. You don't know how long it took me to pronounce those words properly. Once again, they are Maca, Maja, and Moringa. They're new on the health food and nutrition scene. They do need more research, but they're increasingly popular, and we're going to look at all three, Maca, Maja, and Moringa, in the next few minutes on today's program. Maca, spelled M-A-C-A. If you Google M-A-K-A, you will find yourself in a very different world than the world of nutrition. Maca, M-A-C-A. Is a plant native to Peru. It grows up high in the Andes Mountains and in very harsh conditions. It's sometimes called Peruvian ginseng, and it's related to plants like cauliflower and broccoli and cabbage and kale. The root of the maca plant is what we're interested in. It's usually boiled first and then dried into a powder or turned into a liquid extract, and in powder form, you can add it to smoothies or oatmeal or even use it in baking. You know, apart from other benefits, you will get healthy carbs, protein, fiber, vitamin C, copper, iron, potassium, vitamin B6, and manganese from maca. And while studies so far have mostly been on animals, increasingly studies on humans who take maca are going in some very interesting directions. Maca has historically been used to enhance fertility or to increase sex drive, particularly in males. Maca has also been used to help the brain function and academic performance in young children. Maca may help with issues that come up when a woman is experiencing menopause, and it may help with bone health in particular. Maca may help a person's overall mental well-being and relieve anxiety and depression, and maca also appears to improve stamina and exercise performance. Now, that's maca, the root of a plant that's native to Peru. Maja, on the other hand, and that's spelled M-A-T-C-H-A. It looks like matcha, but it's pronounced maja. Well, it's like green tea, but it's much more potent, and it has become the rage. In some coffee shops and healthy food establishments, you can get maja shots, maja lattes, maja teas, and maja desserts. And there's a good reason for that popularity. Maja contains far more caffeine than regular green tea, and it seems to have more benefits. Maja is a Japanese tea. It's grown like green tea, but there's a special process by which it develops with more chlorophyll and with a higher concentration of amino acids. And once those tea leaves are harvested and the stems and the veins are removed, the leaves are ground into a fine powder with the deep green color of spinach. Maja is not only high in caffeine, but it also contains the natural compound L-theanine, which both enhances the effects of the caffeine and also prevents what we call caffeine crash. And that's probably why Maja tea appears to improve brain function, including attention, reaction time, and memory, especially in the elderly who drink Maja regularly. Maja is also high in antioxidants. Those are your body's Pac-Man, the good guys that go after the bad guys called free radicals. Free radicals can damage your cells, and they can keep your body from effectively fighting chronic illness. So, maca is a root. Maja is a tea. But what about the third, moringa? Well, Moringa's popularity is spreading like wildfire. Also known as Moringa oleifera, the claims for it are extraordinary. Moringa supposedly relieves stomach distresses, helps with allergies, aids in liver protection, promotes eye health, cardiovascular health, and bone health. It's used for hair care and for skin care. The claims are that Moringa lowers blood sugar levels, reduces inflammation and bad cholesterol levels. And there's no doubt that Moringa is a superfood. It contains vitamin A, vitamin B1 or thiamine, vitamin B2, riboflavin, vitamin B3, niacin, vitamin B6, vitamin C, calcium, potassium, iron, magnesium, phosphorus, and zinc. Now, that's amazing. There's simply, well, there's nothing bad about Moringa. No wonder it's so popular. Moringa comes from a tree that is variously known as the drumstick tree, the horseradish tree, or the benoil tree. The effects of eating its roots and leaves are so commonly recognized that it's not infrequently called the miracle tree. Moringa is native to India, and purists claim that the best Moringa comes from there. But it's also cultivated in tropical and subtropical areas in Asia, in Africa, and in South America. And we're in our culture rather slow to catch on to the benefits of Moringa. It has been valued by ancient cultures like the Egyptians, the Greeks, and the Romans. And the tree grows so easily, and it is so prolific, and by all admission is so full of nutritional and medicinal value that it's used to combat malnutrition in poor regions of the world. I mean, about all you can say about Moringa is wow. So, we have Maca, the root, Maja, the tea, and Moringa, the tree. These are the M&M&Ms of health and nutrition that we're going to be exploring today. 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, 459 Walt Whitman Road, Melville, New York, brings HealthWise to you this week. 110 Pharmacy and Surgical's nutrition department brings you into the fascinating world of vitamins and minerals and superfoods and herbs and teas and every kind of natural health support that you can imagine. And there you will meet Rachel, 110 Pharmacy and Surgical's ever-helpful nutritional consultant. And we invite you to call her with your questions about the health foods, M&M&Ms, Maca, Maja, and Moringa. Rachel is an expert on all three. I've heard her speak about each of these. Our live call-in number, if you'd like to ask her about the M&M&Ms, is 631-955-5400, 631-955-5400, live call-in number. And remember that you can text your questions anytime, put that under HealthWise in your mobile device, and put that under this number, 516-367-0391, and you can text any nutrition-related questions that you have, and we will pass them on to Rachel for you. Hey, Rachel, welcome again to HealthWise.
Hello.
Rachel, you don't know how long it took me to pronounce those things. Did I get them right?
I could tell by your voice you were rehearsing. Let me. Almost all of these superfoods that are not, you know, very easy can be pronounced at least three different ways.
Oh.
So you're totally fine. We'll go through all of them,
well,
I'm sure.
I checked pronunciation,
oh,
guys,
you're good,
to be sure that I got it right, as any radio professional is supposed to do.
Yes, sir.
All right. Rachel, tell us more about Maca. Are you a fan of it?
I have to say that what I like about working with you, I love working with you, is that you love this stuff that you're talking about.
Fascinating. So, well, of course, you make it a lot of fun, Rachel. I mean,
you need to do that.
Oh, my wife and I love to go in. We tease Rachel mercilessly, and we've learned a book's worth of at least one book's worth of information about nutrition from you. So you're a fan of Maca.
I'm a big fan. I take Maca daily. I have been for over 10 years.
Wow.
So,
what does it do for you, Rachel?
Well, for me, mainly it was an energy, mood, stamina thing after menopause. So, during and after. And there was some, you know, of the hormonally related stuff that you mentioned in the beginning was also a concern. I also found most of this, like they're popular and they're safe, phytoestrogenic hormone replacement kind of things were not really working that well. When I added maca in small amounts.
See, now you pronounce it the way I pronounced it over and over again. I had to unlearn maca, but I'm going to pronounce it the way you do because it sounds better to me.
I think it's either. You can say it any way you like. I think, for instance, if we were in Boston, we would have to say maca.
Yeah, okay.
But I think maca sounds fine.
Okay.
Yeah, that sounds fine.
Okay.
But I'm going to keep saying maca because I've been saying that for over 10 years.
How do you take it, Rachel? There's different ways.
I have used it in a shake. It has an interesting malty, almost like vanilla malt kind of taste, which blends very easily. It's actually very good with chocolate. Kind of gives a black and white kind of taste, you know, like a shake.
Okay.
And it adds a little thickness because it's a starchy tuber, you know. It's a root. And I liked that. That was good, but I kind of went off of that diet plan. And when I stopped having it, I noticed the thing that I missed the most because I was still ingesting quite a good amount of protein was the effect of the maca. There you go. I'll use both. And I looked around, and I saw that there were some liquid extracts, not my thing. I found I like to take capsules. There are a number of companies that make what they call raw maca, and I appreciate your saying that it's boiled and then dried. That boiling really is it isn't boiled for a long time. It is not robbed of its nutrients. But it breaks down some of the fibrous material, and so even when you make it into a powder, it can upset your stomach if you don't do that.
Okay.
It can make you gassy and bloated.
Okay.
We're not used to digesting those fibers. So when you, it's called, it's when you break it down, you digest it more readily, and you also get the full benefit. So I don't even know that I've taken it digestion-wise, but I can feel after 20 minutes to a half hour a little surge of energy.
You can.
And I like that a lot.
Now, do you take that more than once a day, Rachel, or do you take it in the
morning? Things are rough.
Okay.
Today I will work until 5 o'clock, and then I have something else that I do on Saturdays, and I will be going out and doing that. And then after that, I will be having late meal, which is the only time ever that I do that is on Saturdays. And I will take a little extra maca when I get home. Normally, I just take I take about 1,500 milligrams in the morning.
Okay. Any disadvantage? Well, you mentioned like the possibility of bloating, that kind of thing. I mean, any
you have
dangers?
To watch and make sure that's prepared correctly.
Okay. All right. What you purchased has been prepared correctly, or that you
and that
prepared?
You also if you're just having the root
right
powdered, make sure that it has been boiled previously to being
okay.
dried.
All right. Okay. And we'll note
it will
that
indicate it
on the container.
Yes.
You know, I've read. Rachel, people apply maca to the skin?
Yeah. Yes, I've heard of that too. Well, just for one thing, there, you know, subcutaneous, the transdermal delivery is never a problem. That's good for almost everything. People like to do that with magnesium and
okay.
Oh, they're doing it with CBD now. So, and it's pretty effective. And it cuts down again on digestive issues.
Okay.
It's easier on your liver, although maca is actually gentle on your liver.
It is, okay.
Yeah.
What about, there's different...
Can it make your skin beautiful? Yes, it definitely can help to make your skin nice.
Okay. Well, how do you apply that? I mean, is there a salve made with the stuff?
The salve, yes,
salve.
There's
okay.
I've seen it. And you could also macerate some in oil. You could put some maca in, because you can now buy it in health food stores whole.
Okay.
And you could always put some into some oil and infuse the oil with it and use that on your skin.
Okay, but if you're
going to
buy it whole and you're going to ingest it, you need to boil it is what you're
you
saying.
Do.
Yeah, okay. And there's different types or different colors of
maca. Yes, there's a regular, I think they call it white or yellow maca. There's black, which is gaining in popularity. And from everything that I've read and looked at, it says it's supposed to be more effective, especially for women. And then there's red, and you guys always get the cool colors. It's supposed to be more effective for men. I have not found a tremendous difference in any of them. I've tried all of them.
And
so now I just buy something generically from a company that I like very much called Now. We sell it in my store, and I like it very much. It comes in capsules, 1, 2, 3, bingo, bango. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, yeah, sure.
I like to get it all out of the way fast.
Right. And what about maca for women who are pregnant, Rachel? Is that, can that
anything
be a problem?
Anything that plays with hormone levels, and it does. It plays with it in a healthy way. It increases androgen production, which are non-gender-specific hormones, really, that can help with menopause symptoms. And in the case of men who we've talked about this, you know, is there menopause? But when they start going through their midlife crisis phase, let's call it that, they also need some extra hormone production. It can be helpful for them as well because it's non-gender-specific androgens. So when it comes to being pregnant, I say, really, keep it very, very simple. You know, and herbs, which this is, it is an herb. It's a root. It's more of like a food, but it is an herb as well. And it needs to be treated a little bit like medicine when you're pregnant. I just don't want everybody to be cool, calm, and collected, but simple when they're pregnant.
And in every case, check with your doctors on these matters, sure. Well, we've only covered maca or maca, and we still have maja and moringa. We'll get to those M&Ms after this message from 110 Pharmacy. It's like going back in time, the old days when a pharmacy was a fun place to go. Family atmosphere, employees who know your name and who really know you. Personal service, one-stop shopping for all your needs. You'll find all that and much more at 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, 459 Walt Whitman Road, Melville, New York. They have everything for your pharmaceutical needs and over-the-counter remedies. But that's just the beginning. Browse the full selection of designer greeting cards. Take back childhood as you choose from the unique Melissa and Doug educational toys. Find outstanding bath and body items for that special someone. See the full selection of surgical and medical supplies. And don't miss the nutrition section. My wife and I have a great time browsing 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, and you will too, I assure you. They live up to their motto, every customer a satisfied customer. And here's a bonus for you. Mention WLIE 540 when you check out, and you'll receive a 20% discount on your purchases. Again, just mention WLIE 540 when you check out. Tell them you heard them on HealthWise, and you'll even get the discount if you order from their toll-free number, 1-800-599-9963. Once again, that's 1-800-599-9963. 110 Pharmacy and Surgical is conveniently located at 459 Walt Whitman Road, Melville, New York. They open at 9 a.m. each morning, and they're open until 9 p.m. Monday through Thursday, until 8 p.m. on Friday, 5 p.m. on Saturday, and 4 p.m. on Sunday. 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, where rule number one is the customer's always right, and rule number two is, if not, go back to rule one. 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, 459 Walt Whitman Road, Melville, New York. And now, back to today's edition of HealthWise. Bill Shishko here with you as your host on HealthWise with our friend Rachel, nutritional consultant Rachel. We're talking about the M&Ms. Maca, we've covered. Maca, the root. Now we're on maja, spelled M-A-T-C-H-A. Maja, the tea. Rachel, I know you're a fan of maja. Tell us why.
I have one thing to say prior to that. I blanked out on a word. And this is the word you need to look for on your bottle of maca. The word is gelatinized, like gelatin, gelatinized. That means it has been correctly prepared prior to drying, so it does not upset your stomach. It can still be raw. They might say raw, but it will say gelatinized somewhere on the description.
Well,
okay, I'm sorry.
Look for gelatinized on your maca.
Hit me while you were on commercial.
Okay. Do you have to take more maca?
You know what I probably need is more matcha. So
tell us
the way to go.
I pronounce it maja, but we're
you can call it anything a little heart desires.
M-A-T-C-H-A. Why are you a fan of it, Rachel?
Well, because I like things that have a little caffeine, to be honest with you. But I also like all of the history of green tea and its antioxidant abilities. And anything that is that concentrated in antioxidant, I mean, you just need, you know, you talked about getting a shot from a coffee shop or a tea house. I love that. I love getting a little concentrated shot of antioxidant and energy. That is a beautiful thing. And I have seen, and I've had a couple of customers that I think maybe are a little overthink things sometimes. I'm being gentle. Talk to me about, there's some talk somewhere on the internet or on YouTube or whatever about green tea, matcha, the family, being hard on your liver. That is not true. And I think that's something people need to not worry about so much. Obviously, you can't just, you know, drown yourself in green tea. Have a moderate amount, the same as maca or friend moringa. But you can definitely have some of it every day. It's fantastic for you, and the antioxidant is amazing in it. It's known to fight cancer. It's known to improve mood. And thank you for mentioning the L-theanine content. I take L-theanine to chill out, but if I think about it, when I drink my green tea, I'm getting a little extra without getting entirely relaxed. It still gives you a happier mood.
Explain a little bit more of what that L-theanine is that you mentioned.
L-theanine is a non-essential amino acid, and it comes from green tea leaves, and it is produced, turned, synthesized, let's say, in a laboratory, and made into a supplement for people who have anxiety issues, stress, chronic stress, mood problems. It's also sometimes the trademark name for one of the brands is sun theanine. It gives you a sunny feeling. It seems to help people who have the seasonally affected disorder.
Interesting.
And I love that because I have a little bit of that myself. And it also, interestingly enough, is known to reduce the effects of anxiety brought on by caffeine. So naturally found in your green tea. So enjoy. Enjoy. Good for your adrenal glands. So good for your adrenals.
So how do you compare it with green tea? I mean, it looks like green tea, the matcha.
Oh, it is green tea. It's just green tea leaves. It's kind of thick and frothy, too,
okay,
which is interesting. The one thing I want to make clear, large amounts of it cannot be ingested because you're ingesting a ground-up leaf. It's called gunpowder in Japan,
okay,
or whatever the Japanese word for that is. That's one language I'm not good with. But it's very finely ground, and it's very easily ingested, but large amounts of it will upset your stomach. Obviously, you're drinking down a whole bunch of leaves. So you want to keep it to about, I don't know, two or three shots of it a day.
Okay.
Tops.
That's Madja. We've got a few minutes to talk about moringa.
Moringa, you love moringa.
I do. We use it regularly.
Why don't you tell us? Yes, tell me.
Is it really as amazing as it's claimed to be?
Well, you've been having it, what, around 3 o'clock? I know that's your sleepy time.
Actually, now I take it with my smoothie at lunch. It's the intermittent fasting.
And it helps you.
Absolutely.
Yes, and you've been very happy with it. And I think that for a lot of us, it's the same thing. I'll tell you, I was working in a large health food store, and I had a huge variety of customers. And a lot of the Latin ladies that were coming into my place were asking me for moringa. This was going back 5-6 years, and there was not as readily available. It is the newest of the three,
right?
In terms of it's hitting the American market.
And, yeah, even though
I finally found some, and I supplied them with it, and I said, "So tell me, what is so good about this stuff?" And they told me, and they said, "And you should be taking it because I was always complaining about needing to lose weight and needing to be, you know, have more energy." And it's especially good as we mature. Moringa is a wonderful thing to keep us feeling young and happy and healthy.
Wow.
And it does.
It does.
You can feed the world with moringa. You brought that up. I thought that was great.
Isn't that fascinating? Yeah. Now, what are we really eating from the moringa trees? The leaf
is primarily what you want to eat.
It's not the bark.
If you look into it, the leaf is the way to go. It has the most nutrients. I was actually informed about this from someone from the Philippines. They like using it in cooking.
Interesting.
The actual leaf, not dried.
Okay.
You know, like still green. You can buy it at certain greengrocers and use it in your cooking. It has a nice zingy kind of spiciness. It's very nice.
Okay.
Great with meat dishes. And also good to spice up a veg dish, you know.
So what do they do? They cut it up? I mean, you
can chop it.
Okay.
You can steam it.
It's not like a bay leaf where you put the whole thing in.
You can throw it in, you know.
Yeah, okay.
Throw it in and scoop it out if you're afraid of it, like a bay leaf. But it's got a nice taste. It's very pleasant. And you listed the amazing nutrients that are found in it. I always feel like getting riboflavin and B6 and things like that from a food in strong concentration changes you. You know, like you can really feel the effects.
Yeah. Our experience, though, it doesn't dissolve very easily.
No.
Do you have some that
I have capsules. You could always take capsules. You know, I told you I have a customer. I love her. She's like, I'll tell you can get it from beef or you can get it from eating dark green vegetables. And she'll say, just give me a pill. So
you see, we're just the opposite.
Some people are on that level. And there's tea. You can have moringa tea. It's
okay.
A little spicy, but it's not. It tastes nice. And I think they mix it with lemon flavoring sometimes, makes it seem more palatable.
And Rachel, as I read, there's pretty fierce competition with people claiming their moringa is the best.
don't worry about
it. How do you respond to that?
Find something that I always like when it says organic and make sure. There's a couple of compounds that are not actually naturally in moringa, but they can be absorbed through the soil. You don't want high levels of, obviously, anything like arsenic or anything like that. And most of them now are giving you either a USDA organic or they're giving you a listing of any, you know, contaminants or known contaminants. You can find some really, really great brands.
So the moringa that you've got.
I have at least three.
So you have tea, you have the powder that you can use in smoothies.
I don't keep a lot of powder. A lot of my customers don't do that.
They don't.
But yes, I would recommend that. It's okay in a smoothie, but you want one that dissolves.
Now, are there any cautions? We mentioned, for example, a caution with the Maggia with pregnant women. Any similar cautions?
There would not be any with pregnancy. It's not really a hormone-related herb. So it's a superfood. It nourishes you. It can be used in combination with other foods to halt the effects of malnutrition in people who have had periods of that and change them and bring them back into a healthy zone with enough protein and carb and H2O.
And for those of
not really a lot of negatives with pregnant women.
No, it didn't sound at all. Well, for those of you who do the intermittent fasting, which we've promoted on the program, you go from an evening meal and perhaps don't eat until the noon of the next day, and you do a smoothie thing as we do, that moringa in the smoothie stanches your hunger.
I found that it really does do that. You're absolutely 100% right. You are really into your moringa. It does help with hunger.
We'll be in soon to purchase more from you. Hey, Rachel, thanks so much. And thanks to 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, 459 Walt Whitman Road in Melville, New York. They brought you today's edition of HealthWise, and it is a 110 Pharmacy and Surgical. It's a delightful step back in time to pharmacies like they used to be. See for yourself when you visit there. And remember to mention you heard them on WLIE 540, and you'll receive a special 20% discount on surgical and medical supplies in the boutique and in the nutrition department. Also look for Bolster Nutrients while you're in the nutrition department. And do speak to Rachel about all of these different things. Tell her you heard her on WLIE Radio. Their toll-free number, if you'd like to order from there, those of you listening from a distance, 1-800-599-9963, 1-800-599-9963, and you'll get 20% discount there, too. Just mention WLIE, 540 a.m. Next week, more on this vast world of living wisely in the body that God has given you. So, see you here on the radio next Saturday at 1 p.m. for another edition of HealthWise. Listen in next Saturday at 1 p.m. for the next edition of HealthWise, brought to you by your friends at 110 Pharmacy, 459 Walt Whitman Road in Melville, New York. Call them on their toll-free number, 1-800-599-9963. That's 1-800-599-9963. Thanks for listening. For now, be HealthWise.